So, yes, household life is not a walk in the park. Household life is not a rose garden, that's for sure. Because you've got one foot in the spiritual world and one foot in the material world. So things can become difficult. And I would say probably the hardest thing is to get regulated with your spiritual life, because there are so many immediate material demands, so many pressures. And what time in the day, when do you get up on a regular basis?
4:35.
Oh, so how many rounds do you have done before you go to work?
I do, like, maybe sometimes I'm not in the morning, like, I do as maximum as I can. Maybe like 5, 6, sometimes it depends. It could be like.
What time you leave for work?
Now these days I'm leaving early, like sometimes 6, sometimes.
Oh, because I was thinking, if he gets up 4:30 and he's only got 5 or 6 of it.
Well, right now I'm doing 2, you know, material life. I'm on a job and I'm doing my business. I'm doing
2. Oh, you're doing 2. Okay. All right, so Prabhupada writes in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, householders should chant a little bit in the morning, a little bit midday, and a little bit at night. Are you able to chant any time in the middle of the day, or not possible?
No.
Not possible. Like, I have some students, they work for that company Boeing. You've heard of Boeing? So on his lunch hour, he would go to his car and chant some japa there like that. So then you're doing many rounds at night, huh? Isn't that hard? Yeah, chanting at night is very hard. Because the most important thing is getting your rounds. Right? I'm sure you don't have a problem with the regulative principles, right?
No.
No, I didn't think so. You don't have that hurdle. Other people do have that hurdle. You know, that can be a hurdle for many Grihastha couples. So you don't have that, so that you got something good going for you. Now, the next question is, how much time do you spend reading on a daily basis?
I do. It's during my break, I do.
You are reading. What's your favorite book?
Krishna book.
Krishna book. Very, very good. Krishna book. Very good. So, there's not much I can advise you, because you're already getting up early. I mean, I can't tell you to get up at 1 o'clock in the morning. You're not Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So, you know, Prabhupada says, God helps those who help themselves. So, can you say you're trying, you're really trying? And you live here in the temple property. So you're almost there. You're almost there. So all I would say is just try to take it up one notch. Because I don't think you've got a lot of how much time watching that? Dun, 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 dun.
I personally have stopped watching.
Oh, good, because I know you only watch Asta, right?
No.
I know you're not watching anything, because that usually. We're talking about you. I didn't.
Yes. That's the other one.
Yes.
This one.
That's different. I'm talking about Maya.
Oh,
Anyway, if you want to increase or improve, something's got to give. And only you can answer that. Now, you know, I don't know. I don't live here with you on a day-in-and-day basis. If I was, I could say, okay, you can nip that, you can nip that, you can, you know, I could tweak you. Like, I have one student. He owns his own company. And I do programs at his house twice a month. And on those nights that I do programs, I sleep over. And I get to see what he's doing. And sometimes I suggest, you know, you should cut that out. You should. But his problem is, when I try to tell him to cut it out, he goes, what are you talking about? Is that wrong? So what can you do? But just, you know, try to make one more step towards Krishna. Because you're nicely situated. You're living here on the temple. That protects you from terabytes of maya. Just being here on the property is like, you have no idea. Maybe you do. But this is saving you from a lot. So now all you got to do is get your japa up. And you'll be flying. You'll be, as we say in America, you'll be smoking, man. You'll be smoking. Okay? Good. Maestro, can you play? Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Gopi Janna Vallabha Giri Varadhari.
Gopi Janna Vallabha Giri Varadhari.
Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana.
Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana.
Yamuna Tira Vanachari.
Yamuna Tira Vanachari.
Jaya Radha Madhava Punjabi Hari.
Jaya Radha Madhava Punjabi Hari.
Gopi Janna Vallabha Giri Varadhari.
Gopi Janna Vallabha Giri Varadhari.
Yashoda Nandana Gopi Jana Ranjana.
Yashoda Nandana Gopi Jana Ranjana.
Yamuna Tira Vanachari.
Yamuna Tira Vanachari.
Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Punjabi Hari.
Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Punjabi Hari.
Gopi Janna Vallabha Giri Varadhari.
Gopi Janna Vallabha Giri Varadhari.
Yashoda Nandana Gopi Janna Ranjana.
Yashoda Nandana Gopi Janna Ranjana.
Yamuna Tira Vanachari.
Yamuna Tira Vanachari.
Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shri Basadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna.
Sinichena, Tarori Vasahishnuna, Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari, Harinama, 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 Iva Kivalam, Kalo Nastyeva, Nastyeva, Nastyeva Gatiranyata. What is your favorite verse in Bhagavad Gita, my friend?
Chapter 18, text 78.
Well. Last verse. Do we have the Bhagavad Gita here? May I look at it, please?
Bhagavad Gita, the song of God.
Oh, Bhagavad Gita. Thank you, sir. Oh, you.
Who is the master of explaining the Gita?
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
He bows down at his feet.
Thank you. You are very kind. May Krishna bless you and may you increase your bhakti in the household of ashram. And may, I won't do that. I was going to say something, but sometimes it's not appropriate. Well, I'll tell you what I many times say. When I do, because mostly my preaching is with Indian congregation. So, usually when I do a program, afterwards, people come up for blessings. I'm known as the blesser. And when the wife comes up, I say to her, may Krishna bless you that your husband obeys you. And then when the husband comes up, I say, may Krishna bless you that your wife and children obey you. This way, everybody's happy. Then it's up to Krishna to decide who wins. All right, so this is your favorite verse. Why is this your favorite verse, my friend?
Believe this sums up everything.
Okay. First, I want to tell you how your spiritual master is very significant in my life. So your spiritual master, Gopal Krishna Maharaj, correct? Yes. Have you accepted him? He's your spiritual master. This other thing is a formality. The real initiation is when you accept him in your heart and you make a vow that you're going to follow him. So you're initiated already. The other thing will come in due course of time. Before you know it, you'll be giving classes. Before you know it, you'll be on the altar to being a pujari. Before you know it, you'll be a grandfather. It goes by real fast. Yeah, you're laughing. That's exactly what happened to me. I turned around, I was a grandfather. What? How did that happen? Now I've got a 15-year-old grandson that's as tall as you. Where did that come from? That's called time. All right. So in 1975, I finagled and got myself to India. Vrindavan. And Gopal Krishna had known me because when I joined in New York, he was there. He was a householder. So he knew me from Brooklyn Temple in 73. So when I went to Vrindavan in 75, he was the GBC for Vrindavan. So when he saw me, he goes, "Oh, Nirantara, glad to see you." And I didn't know that he knew me, you know, because I was just, by that time, I was Bhakta Nick. So I'm a surprise. I guess I got initiated. He was, must have been there. Anyway, he knew who I was. So as soon as I got there, he said, "Oh, Prabhupada's coming. You're going to get Brahman initiation." I was like, wow. So it was because of him that I got initiated by Prabhupada in Vrindavan directly, which is another story, but I'm not going to tell it tonight. It's another story. Then the next big thing Gopal Krishna did for me is in 1980, he sanctioned my marriage to Varuni Devi Dasi, which was the second best decision I ever made in my life. My first best decision was joining ISKCON. Second best decision was marrying, and it's all because of Gopal Krishna Maharaj. Well, you learn something every day. So, he's special to me. And he's still very nice to me when he comes to L.A. I know Janardhan real well. We're good buddies. All right. Are you ready? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Now, who can tell me two great devotees that chanted that mantra? Dhruv and Pallad, and somebody else who chanted it for 7 days. He chanted it for 7 days, and Lord Sankarshan appeared to him. Chitraketu. Yes, for 7 days. All right, good. Very good. Please repeat. Please indulge me. Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna.
Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna.
Yatra Partho Dhanurdhara.
Yatra Partho Dhanurdhara.
Tatra Shir Vijayo Bhutir.
Tatra Shir Vijayo Bhutir.
Dhruva Nityir Matir Mama.
Dhruva Nityir Matir Mama.
Let's do the synonyms. Yatra.
Yatra.
Where?
Where?
Yoga Ishwaraha.
Yoga Ishwaraha.
The master of mysticism.
The master of mysticism.
And if you read Krishna book, you see how Krishna is. The story you read today, right?
He swallowed the fire.
And so many other mystical things. He manifested 16,108 forms. That during the day there'd be one Krishna in Dwaraka, and then he would enter the neighborhood where all his palaces were, and one Krishna would become 16,108 Krishnas. What other conception of God compares to that? Right? You bring any other religion. They don't have anything even near this. How could you not like Krishna? He's so far out, these descriptions. All right, next word. Krishna.
Krishna.
Lord Krishna.
Lord Krishna.
And of course, the name of Krishna means what?
All attractive.
That's Prabhupada's description. How that anything you find attractive in the world is originally found there in Krishna. He's all attractive. Another. How could you not accept Krishna as God when you hear such wonderful descriptions? Next word. Yatra.
Yatra.
Where?
Where?
Partha.
Partha.
The son of Pritha.
The son of Pritha.
So who is Pritha?
The mother of
Kunti, the mother of the
Pandavas.
Very good. All right. Dhanu Dhara. The carrier of the bow and arrow. Tatra, there. Shri, opulence. Vijaya, victory. Bhuti,
exceptional power.
Dhruva, certain. Niti,
morality.
Mati, mama,
my opinion.
Now, who can tell me who is speaking this verse?
Sanjay.
To Dhritarashtra. Very good. Please repeat. Wherever there is Krishna,
wherever there is Krishna,
the master of all mystics,
the master of all mystics,
and wherever there is Arjuna,
and wherever there is Arjuna,
the supreme archer,
the supreme archer,
there will also certainly be,
there will also certainly be
opulence,
victory,
extraordinary power,
extraordinary power,
and morality.
And morality.
That is my opinion.
That is my opinion.
Purport by His Divine Grace, our ever well wisher, loving spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki.
Jai.
The Bhagavad Gita began with an inquiry of Dhritarashtra's. What was that inquiry?
What did my sons do when they went to
battle? Yes. Not only his sons.
The sons of Pandu.
Also, yes. What were they doing? What's going on? What's happening, man?
What's shaking?
Que paso? He was hopeful of the victory of his sons. How many sons did he have?
100. Did he have 99 and one daughter?
No, it says he had 100 sons. He did have one daughter.
He did have a daughter, yes.
Yeah, but he had 100 sons, right? I always never heard 99. You're testing me. Good. Keep me honest. And who was the leader of his sons?
Duryodhana.
Very good.
The best of the worst.
The best of the worst. Okay. All right. He was hopeful of the victory of his sons, assisted by great warriors like Bhishma, Drona, and Karna. He was hopeful that the victory would be on his side. But after describing the scene on the battlefield, Sanjaya told the king, "You are thinking of victory, but my opinion is that where Krishna and Arjuna are present, there will be all good fortune." And Dhritarashtra heard from Sanjaya in chapter 11 what was going to be the outcome of the fight, right? Because Sanjaya was describing, right, that all the sons were entering the mouth of the universal form. And even was mentioned, Bhishma, Drona, they were also being smashed. So that 11th chapter, it was already, and Krishna even said, they're already killed by my arrangement. So you, O Savyasachi, which is very similar here to Dhanudara, because Savyasachi means one who's very expert at shooting the arrows. So Krishna told Arjuna, they're already killed. You just be nimitta matra. You simply be my instrument. Anyone who is a musician, I think you can really relate to this phrase, be but an instrument. Because when an instrument is played by an expert musician, it makes beautiful music. And Prabhupada, what did he write on the Jaladutta on board when he got to Commonwealth Pier? Right? Make me a puppet. Right? Make me dance. Make me dance as you like. This is the devotee's mood. I simply want to be your instrument, my Lord. I simply want to be your puppet. You please take me. Now, this should not be misunderstood. The devotee always has free will. Even in this context of make me a puppet, I want to be an instrument, the devotee still has his free will. It's not that the devotee becomes a robot. The devotee is voluntarily surrendering. Voluntary, that's the whole key. That's what makes this whole process of bhakti so attractive. Krishna is not interested in robots. But when the individual soul, free will, that's the key. When the individual soul, out of its own free will, says, yes, Krishna, I will do as you like, as Arjuna said a few verses before Sanjaya, when Arjuna finished, Arjuna said, because Krishna asked him, right? Krishna asked him, I've told you everything, now decide what you want to do. I love this. I preach on this point all the time, that Krishna did not twist Arjuna's arm. Krishna didn't put Arjuna in a headlock and say, surrender. No. Krishna deals with us like gentlemen. He presents everything, right? Then he says, okay, now you decide. That's what I love about Krishna consciousness. Krishna presents, he says, now make your own plan. And Arjuna says, yes, my illusion is dispelled. Now I will act as you have instructed. He has his free will. So the pure devotee still has free will, but voluntarily resigned. Just like in any successful marriage, I sometimes do marriage counseling. So that is also important. The wife places her trust in the husband, and the husband has to place his trust with her. Can't be one-sided. They both have to trust each other. They both have to surrender to each other voluntarily. So, Krishna consciousness is the voluntary surrender and commitment to serve Krishna. Let's continue. But after describing the scene on the battlefield, Sanjaya told the king, you are thinking of victory, but my opinion is that where Krishna and Arjuna are present, there will be all good fortune. He directly confirmed that Dhritarashtra could not expect victory for his side. Victory was certain for the side of Arjuna because Krishna was there. Yes, Krishna's name. In Krishna book, there are 90 chapters. Is there any chapter where Krishna is defeated?
No.
No? He's Ajita, unconquerable. Nobody defeated Krishna. Yeah, but who left? Wait a second. Who left Radharani in the Rasa dance?
I don't know.
Ajita. But that would be another debate. Because now we're getting esoteric here. Jai. Yes, from one angle of vision, yes. Because in Nectar Devotion, Prabhupada writes, Krishna is unconquerable. There's only one thing more powerful than Krishna. And it's not kryptonite. The most... Huh? No. What is it? Love. Pure love of Krishna. That's the only thing that can conquer Krishna. Like we say in the Damodar prayer, Bhakti Badham. Yashoda did not tie up Krishna with ropes. Because he already showed. Right? Two fingers too short. Bring all the rope. Go ahead. Bring as much rope as you like, baby. Bring it on. It's still going to be too... So, Krishna already showed. But the song says, Bhakti Badham, the ropes of love. That's Krishna was showing, only when I agree can you bind me. Only when I allow myself. So, yes. Good. I like preaching to an advanced audience. Very nice. Let's continue. Krishna's acceptance of the post of charioteer for Arjuna was an exhibition of another opulence. Krishna is full of all opulences, and renunciation is one of them. There are many instances of such renunciation, for Krishna is also the master of renunciation. Hundreds of times I've spoken in temples, not just Hindu, you know, ISKCON temples, Hindu temples and gatherings, and I love to say to people, Krishna is so renounced, he only married 16,108 wives. And I always see there's like a few people. What's he talking about? Yes, he only met, and Prabhupada explains it. Krishna's unlimited. So Prabhupada says, even if you accuse Krishna of being lusty, he's unlimitedly lusty. What are you going to do about it? He's unlimited. 16,108 drop in the bucket. It's nothing. That's renunciation. All right, let's continue. The fight was actually between Duryodhana and Yudhishthir. What was the fight about?
Kingdom.
Yes, who would rule?
Yes.
It was the ultimate Super Bowl match. It was the ultimate...
Stanley Cup.
Yes, the ultimate Stanley Cup for world domination.
Yes.
The fight was actually between... See, the thing is, you really... You're my muse. I wish I could take you with me wherever I go. We would blow people's minds.
We need him here.
You and me, it would be, people's minds would be like a chickpea hit by a baseball bat from a movie.
By an atomic baseball
bat. Atomic baseball bat. Definitely.
Swung by Lord Balaram.
Ooh. Ooh. Unbelievable. The fight was actually between Duryodhana and Yudhishthir. Arjuna was fighting on behalf of his elder brother Yudhishthir. Because Krishna and Arjuna were on the side of Yudhishthir, Yudhishthir's victory was certain. The battle was to decide who would rule the world. And Sanjaya predicted that the power would be transferred to Yudhishthir. It is also predicted here that Yudhishthir, after gaining victory in the battle, would flourish more and more, because not only was he righteous and pious, but he was also a strict moralist. He never spoke a lie during his life. And the thing about that, right, that, you know, in Kali Yuga, that's the last leg of religion that's there, is truthfulness. But we say in America, yes, but there is a profession called liars. Anybody a lawyer here? I hope I'm not offending. Sometimes that happens. I'll use that line and all of a sudden I'll see somebody, I go, uh-oh, there's a lawyer in the crowd. But a lot of times they agree. They know too. They know. They know. There are many less intelligent persons who take Bhagavad Gita to be a discussion of topics between two friends on a battlefield. But such a book cannot be strict scripture. Some may protest that Krishna incited Arjuna to fight, which is immoral. But the reality of the situation is clearly stated. Bhagavad Gita is the supreme instruction in morality. The supreme instruction of morality is stated in the 9th chapter, in the 34th verse. What's Prabhupada referring to? What line? Hey, very good.
Well, he's a Bhagavad Gita scholar.
Oh, really? Oh, then we got to become good friends.
Right.
Manmana bhava madbhakto. One must become a devotee of Krishna, and the essence of all religion is to surrender unto Krishna. Saradharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam praja. The instructions of Bhagavad Gita constitute the supreme process of religion and of morality. All other processes may be purifying and may lead to this process, but the last instruction of the Gita is the last word in all morality and religion. Surrender unto Krishna. This is the verdict of the 18th chapter. Now, what I always preach is, yes, we should surrender. But for me, surrender in Kali Yuga means that you chant the holy name. That's how you surrender. Does anybody disagree with me? That's how you practically surrender and execute Bhagavad Gita 1866. I have a person that regularly attends my program. I do programs in his house. And I gave him the nickname Bhagavad Gita 1866. Because every time I do a program, he has to quote that verse. And I promised him, I said, from now on, when you come to my program, I'll make sure at some point in the lecture, I will have everybody chant 1866. So I've always preached this point that in Kali Yuga, that Bhagavad Gita 1866 means Hara Nama Eva Kevalam, right? All right, I'm glad we're in agreement. Nobody's upset with me on that? All right, good. From Bhagavad Gita, we can understand that to realize oneself by philosophical speculation and by meditation is one process. But to fully surrender unto Krishna is the highest perfection. This is the essence of the teachings of Bhagavad Gita. The path of regulative principles according to the orders of social life. So what are the four social orders? Very good. I don't have my bell with me. Ding, 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 ding. There's a GBC in Southern California. His name is Badri Narayan Das.
Oh, yeah.
Wonderful story.
So, oh, he's the best. So I give classes at the San Diego Temple on Sunday sometime. And the first time he heard me, I had my school bell. And I was using it. And I was thinking, boy, I don't know what he's going to do. He came up to me and said, I love that bell. He said, how did you learn that? I go, I don't know. I just acquired it over the years. He goes, I love that bell.
I make an interruption. It attracted me so much when I first saw Nirantara Prabhu in LA Temple giving class. It was so much phantasmagoria. With that bell, somebody denied that. I don't want to move from here. I really want to be here.
Yes, I didn't bring it. Next time I come, if I come again, I'll bring the bell. Okay. The path of regulative principles according to the orders of social life and according to the different courses of religion may be a confidential path of knowledge. But although the rituals of religion are confidential, meditation and cultivation of knowledge are still more confidential, and surrender unto Krishna in devotional service, in full Krishna consciousness, is the most confidential instruction. That is the essence of the 18th chapter. Yes. So this, if you read Prabhupada's Gita very carefully, he repeatedly hammers this point. The same thing Krishna says at least three times, that you could only see him or know him or understand him by devotional service. And you see Prabhupada is every time, so many times, devotional service. And still, people are confused. Prabhu, how do I surrender to Krishna? It's like, how many times does he have to say it? He just, and then how many times in the Gita does Prabhupada say, you have to accept a bona fide spiritual master? I mean, it's purport after purport. It's like, if you read Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada's Gita, and you still are confused, I say, I can't help you. Because it's so clear. Another feature of Bhagavad Gita is that the actual truth is the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Krishna.
Thank you. The absolute truth is realized in three features. Impersonal Brahman. Next.
Paramatma.
Where is it? Localized. And then? The Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna. Perfect knowledge of the Absolute Truth means perfect knowledge of?
Krishna.
Good. If one understands
Krishna,
then all the departments of knowledge are part and parcel of that understanding. Krishna is transcendental, for he is always situated in his eternal, internal potency. Pretty cool, huh? Yeah. He is always situated in his eternal, internal potency. The living entities are manifested of his energy and are divided into two classes. What are the two classes? What are the two classes of living entities? Think about chapter 15. Well, okay, that's one way. That's acceptable. But in chapter 15, how does he describe the two classes?
Liberated and conditioned?
Yes. Very good. Very good. Yeah, according to chapter 15, right? You know what I'm talking about. The final section of chapter, where Krishna says, and I'm beyond both of them. Therefore, my name is? Chapter 15 is called what kind of yoga?
Yoga of the Supreme Person.
Yes, Sanskrit for Supreme Person. Purushottam. Purushottam. Yeah, see? That's right. Well, stay with me. We'll get it tuned up. Yeah, Purusha Uttama. Krishna makes that point in chapter 15. I'm beyond both of them. Okay. The living entities are manifested as energy and are divided into two classes, eternally conditioned and eternally liberated. Such living entities are innumerable and they are considered fundamental parts of Krishna. Material energy is manifested into how many divisions? No, the material. Material energy. Sankhya. Sankhya. How many categories in Sankhya? Think of Kapila Dev.
Yeah, we think about Kapila Dev.
How many? All right. 24. Right? 24 elements of the material.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah.
Ding, ding, ding. I get that one.
Ding, ding, ding.
All right. Now, if we were going to answer according to Bhagavad Gita, how many material energies? According to Bhagavad Gita. No. That's the modes. How many material elements?
24.
No, in Gita. Eight. Binna Ashta, right?
Yeah.
Right? According to Gita.
Yeah.
I'm just going by Gita. Krishna says there's eight separated. Yes, no, maybe?
No.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Right. And then there's what? The superior living entity. Chapter 7.
Yes.
Okay. Material energy is manifest, but here he's saying material energy is manifested in 24 divisions, because later on, Prabhupada explains somewhere else how it can be conceived. And if you look in the 11th canto, there's a very nice description where Krishna is telling Uddhava, well, sometimes you could say there's nine. Krishna gives like so many different alternate views. 9, 16, 24, like that. Depends how you want to look at it. Okay. The creation is effected by what? Eternal
time.
Ooh, good. Which means we got to end this class real soon. And it is...
That's eternal class.
Yeah.
We're all eternal too, right?
Jai. Paribol.
Well.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Eternal time. And it is created and dissolved by external energy. The manifestation of the cosmic world repeatedly becomes visible and invisible. In Bhagavad Gita, five principal subject matters have been discussed. What are they?
Karma.
Kala.
Jiva.
Bhagavan. Prakriti. Very good. Very good. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, material nature, the living entities, eternal time, and all kinds of activities. All is dependent on the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
Krishna.
All conceptions of the absolute truth, impersonal Brahman, localized Paramatma, or any other transcendental conception exist within the category of understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although superficially the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the living entity, material nature, and time appear to be different, nothing is different from the Supreme. But the Supreme is always different from everything. Lord Chaitanya's philosophy is that of translation. You forgot one important word. Thank you. Inconceivable. Yes, that's right, because it's inconceivable. Right. This system of philosophy constitutes perfect knowledge of the absolute truth. One more paragraph. The living entity in his original position is pure spirit. He is just like an atomic particle of the Supreme Spirit. Thus, Lord Krishna may be compared to the sun, and the living entities to sunshine or sun rays. Good. That's the same example Lord Chaitanya gives too. After Lord Chaitanya tells Sanatan Jivara Sarupa Hai Krishnara Nitya Das, he uses that word Kirana, pencil ray sunlight, to describe the living entities. Because the living entities are the marginal energy of Krishna, they have a tendency to be in contact with either the material energy or with the spiritual energy. In other words, the living entity is situated between the two energies of the Lord, and because he belongs to the superior energy of the Lord, he has a particle of
independence.
By proper use of that independence, he comes under the direct order of Krishna. Thus, he attains his normal condition in the pleasure-giving potency. And the pleasure-giving potency is represented as Srimati Radharani. And in the Maha Mantra, represented as
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Go ahead. Don't stop.
Ram, Ram.
Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purports to the 18th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavad Gita in the matter of its conclusion, the perfection of renunciation. Thank you very much for this ecstasy. Thank you for your association. By hearing all of you, I became jacked up out of control. I became totally, unlimitedly inspired. Shall we do a kirtan? No kirtan? Short kirtan. Short kirtan. Get the prasad ready, and by the time we finish kirtan, it'll be ready. Hari Haraye Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha.
Krishna Yadavaya Namaha.
Gopala Govinda Rama Shri Madhusudana. Hari Haraye Namaha.
Hari Haraye Namaha.
Krishna Yadavaya Namaha.
Krishna Yadavaya Namaha.
Gopala Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudana. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I'm known as the blesser. So who would like a blessing? Would you like a blessing? You have to fold your hands. You have to close your eyes. My dear Lord Krishna, please bless all these devotees here. Remove all the obstacles in their hearts, in their lives. And may they feel your presence more and more and more. And make these devotees here in this room more and more happy in your love and guidance. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama Rama.
Rama Rama.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Mahaprasade Govinde Nama Brahmane Vaishnave Swapa Punya Bajarajan Vishwaso Naivajayate Hare Nama Hare Nama Hare Nama Eva Kevalam Kalo Nasteva Nasteva Gatateva Gatanyata Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hey, where are you going? Oh, okay, you're excused. All right, that's different. All right, that's okay. Are you satisfied? All right, good.